You're listening to Farmington Voices, conversations about Farmington and Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Joni Huberd, publisher of Farmington Voice, and today we're talking with Todd Lippa, executive director of Cares of Farmington Hills, a nonprofit that provides food and other services to local families in need.
Todd, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us today, and let's start out by talking about CARES for the few people listening who may not know what CARES is all about.
Well, we are really proud to be invited and honored to be a part of your show today, and thank you, Joni, for all that you do for our community. CARES is just a great place. It's something that's now a big portion of my life and many others. But when we first heard that the Archdiocese was selling the former St. Alexander's Servant Church, there was a real worry that came upon some of us in this community because of the food pantry that was here. Not only that it was in this corner of town and that this corner has seen a lot of ups and downs over the years, but now we're losing a stable place for a lot of families. So we tried to buy it in 2014. To no luck at that time, but in 2017, with the good help of the folks at St. Gerald's and also at the Archdiocese, we were lucky enough to go into agreement to purchase the former St. Alexander's Church. And at the time, we had started, there was a group of us along with some parishioners of St. Al's that came together and kept running the pantry so it never had to close. And then as we were lucky enough, we took over full operation and ownership of this beautiful 10.5 acres now called Cares in Farmington Hills. And we established the food pantry once again. Then we noticed with some good thought and hardworking people that the box pantry, the come in, get your food, and walk out, was something that we wanted to change. So we went to a self-serve pantry, and from 2000 and later 18 all the way through 19, folks could come in here and grab a grocery cart and shop just like you would in any other market. And that has been a great piece for us until, unfortunately, March hit, and as life has changed for so many of us with this pandemic, we needed to go back to a pull up and load your car with the food that we're so gracious and kind and honored to receive from so many. So we went from about 130 families to now serving over 500 families. And that average goes up and down throughout the month. But we're honored and proud that we can serve so many, and knowing that people can drive out of here with anywhere from 160 to 190 pounds of food for their families is a real blessing. And
that
we will continue to do that work.
Yeah,
thank you. It is amazing, you know, when you can take a little bit of pressure off of an individual or family because they don't have to worry so much about their food. It's a great piece. But, you know, that worry went one step farther, and we were lucky enough to receive a couple grants that gave us the funding to, in April of this year, of 2020, we were able to start work and open our own Bush's Cares Market. And with no expectation from the Bush's family or any of the Bush's markets, Doug Bush was gracious enough to come in here, help us establish our store. And we have a full-fledged market that has just a little under 1,000 products in it, all of the healthy food choices that people can have. To come in and shop here at our store, and the beauty of our Bush's Cares Market is every dollar that's made as profit after expenses goes into helping to feed our families in the community that need a little bit of a hand up. And we're happy that we can offer this market. We invite everybody to come in and use Cares. You can bring your credit card, your debit card, or your bridge card, whatever it is, and establish a relationship here with our team and shop where it's safe. And we think it's a pretty nice little market here in our community.
So we are getting into the season, the holiday season. It's coming on winter. Obviously, people are going to be more in need with the COVID numbers rising. And I understand that you've got a fundraiser going on to kind of help with that effort. Can you tell me a little bit about the Grateful Plateful campaign?
Yeah, thank you for asking. We are very proud to once again offer our Grateful Plateful. And that is as simple as there's ways that you can make donations to help feed a family that may not be able to have the same as you at home. And it also not only helps us during this Thanksgiving time and the holiday season, but it really helps us to support families for the months to come. Winter is always a little bit more of a time of need for families. Eating habits change, and unfortunately, as Joni, you just mentioned, this pandemic and the numbers rising, we're seeing our numbers increasing here at CARES. And we just want to be able to take the dollars that can be raised from the Grateful Playful campaign, put them into our budget to continue to make sure that we have enough food for everyone who comes in. Everything that we raise from this goes into our food budget. And we put it in to make sure that no family has to go hungry any time of the year, but especially in these times of hardship and times of struggle. And as we all know, some businesses closing their doors, other businesses reducing the amount of work they can do. But we live in a country that is blessed with money. We're blessed with food. We're blessed with people who care, and we hope that those out there that hear this story and can learn a little bit more about CARES and our Playful Grateful Plate campaign, just fill someone else's plate if you can, and if you're lucky enough to be able to go to your cupboard and have plenty of food for yourself and your family, think about someone who may not have it, and we'll make sure that they do until we can't do it anymore, but I don't ever want that day to come that we can't fill someone else's plate so that we can take one thing off of their worry list.
All right. And I understand, too, that that the dollars that you receive, you're able to purchase food at a great price, too. So that, for instance, a donation is going to go a little farther. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great reminder, and I hope that people hear this. We appreciate people bringing canned food, canned food by, non-perishable foods by, and that's good. But if you've gone out and purchased it, sometimes your same dollar that you purchased it, that product, could buy three times, four times that same dollar. We're lucky enough to partner with a great organization called Gleaners and Forgotten Harvest. We have vendors around the Michigan area that support us here at CARES. And if we have to buy the food, we can buy three to four times what you could give us by going and buying it yourself at a store. So we really hope people can support us financially, because our dollars can be stretched a lot farther with purchasing the food from our partners who give it to us at a great, great price. So we really appreciate that if they can help us through that way and make a donation through that. It's a great response to us and a great way for us to be able to support families.
All right. And people can get more information about this. Tell me the website.
The website is www.caresfh.org. So it's www.caresfh.org. They can go on there. They can check our website out to learn more about us. They can go to our donation page, or they can always stop by here at CARES at 27835 Shiawassee. Again, it's 27835 Shiawassee. Stop in, see one of us, and we'll give you an envelope, and you can make a donation for whatever purpose you'd like to make it for. We truly appreciate all the donations people can do. And if not, even just come by and see CARES. Come by and see our new market. Come by and learn a little bit about us. And we're always excited and honored to have people stop by and learn a little bit more about CARES.
Okay, and remember to bring your mask when you go. That's important.
Remember to bring your mask, and we're hoping everybody stays safe, and we keep everybody safe as possible, and that's why we're doing the distribution the way we're doing it.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk today, Todd. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless everybody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And if you want to learn more about CARES, please check out our website or stop on by and become part of our family. We encourage everybody to help lift someone else up that needs a little support in these days. So thank you again, Joni. Thanks for always keeping our community informed and being a good friend to so many of us here in our communities. We really appreciate you. So take care of yourself and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
I sure will. You too, Todd. Thanks.